There is plenty of diversity among the members of the student bodies of California's public colleges and universities, but above the student body level in campus leadership and faculty, diversity lags behind the students. That's pointed out in a recent report from the Campaign for College Opportunity. The report bears the title Left Out: How Exclusion in California Colleges and Universities Hurts Our Values, Our Students, and Our Economy. We have the head of the organization on the phone to help understand the contents of the report and what should be done with them. Michelle Siqueiros is the president of the Campaign for College Opportunity. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So what was CCO originally formed to do?
Well, our focus is to make sure that California's economy stays very strong. And the only way to do that, and part of why our economy has been so successful, is the fact that we have an incredible public university and community college system. We've sent a lot of our residents to college, and we need to continue to do that. So our mission is to increase the number of students that go to college, ensure that when they get there, they actually graduate from college, and to close the persistent racial gaps that exist for students of color, which are the growing majority in our state.
Just in overall capacity terms, when you talk about wanting to send more people to college, I mean, are we pretty much maxed out at the public institutions in California?
We are. We see that state funding has just not kept up with the demand for college amongst young people, and also the demand amongst businesses and workforce that requires a more educated population to fill jobs. You know, in 1960, when our public university and community college system was expanded, only about 30% of jobs required a bachelor's degree. That number is much higher today. In fact, we know that 2/3 of jobs by 2025 will require some college, whether that's a community college degree or certificate or a bachelor's degree, and we are not on track to meet that demand.
So if you would, Michelle, talk about the Left Out report. Is it a one of a series or one of a kind?
Well, it's the first of its kind. You know, many times we focus on students, you know, how many are prepared for college, what are college going rates amongst the Latinx community, the African-American, Asian-American community. And we really wanted to take a look at what do our college leaders look like, college presidents, the faculty, the academic senates, college leadership. Are they reflective of the diversity of our state? And we found in our report that they are absolutely not. We have 69% of our undergraduates in California are students of color, and over 63%, depending on what institution we look at, of our faculty, our college leaders, are white.
Okay, so it's almost the reverse.
Exactly. And then we also looked at gender. And in spite of the fact that 54% of California undergraduates are women, we find that when it comes to faculty, academic senates, and in particular governing bodies, so the UC Board of Regents, the Cal State Board of Trustees, the Community College Board of Governors, we have too few women in those positions having a voice and a say in the policies that affect students across the systems.
And are we talking about all public institutions of higher learning in California, community college on up?
We analyzed California community colleges, the Cal State University, and the University of California. So that's 146 public colleges and universities.
That is a bunch. The report, again, is called Left Out: How Exclusion in California Colleges and Universities Hurts Our Values, Our Students, and Our Economy. It comes from the Campaign for College Opportunity, where Michelle Siqueiros is the president. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Your questions and comments welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I want to restate this again. So minorities are now a majority. You're talking about in the student body, nearly 70% students of color?
Yes, 69% mm-hmm. are Latinx, African-American, Asian-American students.
But 63% of the leaders then are still white.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about continued barriers impeding equity of opportunity for historically excluded populations. What are some of those barriers?
Well, you know, the lack of supports, and oftentimes our college leaders may say that students are coming and are not college ready. And one of the, critical findings that we have, really tried to address is the fact that we believe many colleges are actually not student ready. And what we mean by that is, you know, how are they prepared to receive the students that they have? How do they support students? And one of the ways they can support students is by ensuring that students have a good sense of belonging. And that's very difficult for students if they don't see themselves in their faculty and their college leaders. And we want to make sure that, you know, whoever is making decisions at the leadership table in the faculty can relate to students and can see their assets and not, you know, not just focus on what deficits students might bring to the table.
Is it as simple as feeling like when you're a student that there's somebody who can relate to the life you've lived thus far?
It's critical. I think that's important. You know, whenever we've talked to students, the biggest predictor of whether a student will complete is a sense of belonging and being supported at whatever college they enroll in. So when we're talking about, you know, ensuring that we have more college graduates, we've got to make sure that students who start at college finish, and that's critical. That's just an absolutely critical component. The other piece is that, you know, in this economy, students benefit from a diversity of perspectives and professors. We all benefit from ensuring that we're exposed to African American professors, to white professors, to Asian American professors, to Latinx professors, not just students of color, but white students are also, you know, the research shows that all students benefit from that level of diversity, and that's what we should expect and see at every one of our campuses.
Michelle, is any group making more progress than any other?
In terms of representation, I would say, you know, there are some bright spots in terms of women college presidents. So I think the community college system and the Cal State system really should be commended for almost having equitable representation of women. You know, the Cal State just named the 12th CSU president. So now a majority of Cal State presidents are women. I think that's very promising. But in most other areas, no, we see very much underrepresentation. The academic senates are a special area of concern. When you look at academic senates, you see that 74% of academic senators are white. That means that there's severe underrepresentation. Only 10% of academic senators in California are Latinx, even though 43% of our students are Latinx. Now, academic senates are critical. They're the ones that make decisions about admissions, about course requirements, about the pathway to earn a degree, hiring. So there's a very huge disconnect in terms of representation.
Just a side note, Latinx is the shorthand for not having to say Latina or Latino. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Then these are numbers that are coming from the schools themselves, aren't they? I mean, they know these numbers at least as well as you do, I would think, better.
I would hope so, but I think one of the recommendations that we have both for every college and for our state policymakers is that they should be disaggregating this data. I think even though folks have a sense that there isn't, appropriate representation in our colleges amongst leaders, I think this is probably the first time that they've been able to see it college by college. So if your listeners go to our website, they can actually find the full report, and then they can search their particular community college. Maybe they want to look at San Francisco City College and see how that compares to the rest of the region. You can actually see every campus and its diversity. Now, campuses are only required to disaggregate data for faculty and students. We would like to see this data required and disaggregated for all of, you know, these critical positions in the campus.
The back page of the report, actually, where you had the list of all the institutions, and there was a lot of didn't verify, that sort of thing. Were places just reluctant to let you know that, yes, the information you had was correct? I mean, you have the information. You have access to the information because these are public institutions, I assume.
Yeah, there. You know, that was a little bit concerning. You know, we went back to, you know, over the course of more than, you know, 2 years when we began this project and over, you know, 6 months when we asked colleges to verify the information for their academic senate bodies, and for their college leadership bodies. The student and the faculty data is publicly available and already confirmed by the institutions. It was really distressing to us that many colleges ignored the call to review the data and verify. We're certainly glad for the many colleges that did. We did get a few responses that, you know, people felt it was an invasion of privacy. But again, you know, to your point, these are public institutions. I think, you know, certainly policymakers and parents who are thinking about sending their students to a particular campus deserve to know how diverse and reflective of the student body these campuses are.
Michelle Siqueiros is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president of the Campaign for College Opportunity based in California and aimed at making California's institutions of higher education stronger and better for the economy, and is out with a report called Left Out, How Exclusion in California Colleges and Universities Hurts Our Values, Our Students, and Our Economy. For example, 69% students of color from the community college level on up, but 63% of campus leaders still white. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. I imagine you have probably gotten some resistance, whether official or spoken off the record, in the sense that the diversity doesn't have to be reflected all the way up the chain of command, as it were, at a university.
You know, it's interesting. We did expect that we would see more resistance. I think, you know, we've heard from a lot of college presidents and leaders that they are concerned about this. They have questions about how do they become more diverse. You know, presidents often don't have, you know, they don't lead hiring processes in their campus. That's done by faculty. We've talked to faculty that, you know, are very much interested. And so part of what we aim to do with this report is not just share the information, but there's actually a toolkit for college leaders to look at their data and think through how they can ensure that their hiring committees are reflective of their student body, how they can ensure that they write job descriptions and communicate the kinds of qualifications that would attract a broader pool, a more diverse pool. How can they conduct outreach to reach a more diverse pool? You know, as some folks say, is, you know, we know people that tend to be like us, and so if faculty tend to be white males, they tend to be, you know, more in contact with people that have their similar experience. And so really, I think being proactive about reaching a broader audience of potential candidates for these positions is critical. So I have been heartened by the fact that many college presidents are looking and college leaders are interested in, okay, so how do we address this? And also raising the question and allows us to question some of the assumptions that this is just a pipeline problem, that there's somehow not enough Latinx or African American potential faculty to draw upon.
Not enough candidates available, ultimately.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly we need to do a better job at making sure that there are more Latinx, African American, Southeast Asian folks that earn master's and PhDs. That definitely is important. But we also found in our report, when we analyzed the number of UC and CSU graduates in California that earned a master's and a PhD from 2012 to 2016, so just looking at that four-year period of time, over 43% of those graduates are students of color.
Is there a sense, Michelle, among college leaders that this problem is somewhat self-correcting, given that at this moment in history we have so many baby boomers at the verge of retirement that a lot of white men will clear out of the ranks in the next couple of years anyway?
I think that is a belief. I'm not convinced that it's accurate, because when we looked at tenured faculty versus, you know, adjunct or non-tenured faculty, we actually found that the adjunct non-tenured faculty were even less, you know, diverse than the tenured faculty. That's really concerning, Jeff, because those are the newer faculty that are being hired. So clearly, if we're not doing a better job at bringing in, you know, more diverse candidates that are the newer faculty, this is not going to be self-correcting just because of retirement.
One of the approaches recommended in the report from the Campaign for College Opportunity is to modify the law created by Prop 209. Now, there are some memories. Take us back to what happened and what you're proposing to happen.
Yeah, so Proposition 209, as your listeners may recall, banned the use of affirmative action in higher education, both in terms of admission and hiring. And so we certainly have been supportive of reversing that law. That notwithstanding, you know, we certainly believe that that definitely impacts. I think in some ways it overcorrects. It makes people overly cautious about when they actually might hire somebody that is a Latinx, African American, or Asian American candidate, and that's concerning to us. So that's why we think that it would be helpful to reverse that, especially in a state that's as diverse as California. I mean, clearly our future economy will depend on whether we do a good job of educating students of color, the majority of students in K-12 are students of color. So we believe that that's important. But that notwithstanding, we also believe that there are very real ways that colleges and universities can ensure a much more equitable hiring process, can hopefully reflect on the potential bias that may exist in the current hiring process that is leaving people out.
There's a lot to take in here, and the report is available complete online from the Campaign for College Opportunity. It's called Left Out, How Exclusion in California Colleges and Universities Hurts Our Values, Our Students, and Our Economy. Michelle Siqueiros is the president of the Campaign for College Opportunity. She's been our guest on The Exchange. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.